Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have two individuals with the Moment of Freedom program, which is just north of Jamestown that is being built and is coming together, and so exciting. We have Annie Keffler. She's the founder and president of the board, and we have Kelly Connolly. She's the program director of A Moment of Freedom, and Annie and Kelly, welcome to our show.
Hello. Thank you.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Very, very exciting time. We have an upcoming barn dance, which is going to be a great fundraiser for you guys. We're going to talk about that. But I think we should start out with the progress of the arena, because the last time we talked about the arena and the Moment of Freedom back in November of last year, this was all kind of just one of those, we're excited for it to get going, and now we're physically seeing things happening.
Yes, we had 18 loads of dirt hauled over a three-day period last week by Sherbinsky Inc. And then one of their skid steer operators came in, leveled everything out. And then we had our panels just delivered yesterday morning from Double J Manufacturing and Repair Inc. out of Gackle.
Wow. So, I mean, like, how exciting is it for you guys to finally just, like, here it is, it's starting to happen?
Yes.
It's got to be really exciting.
Having to send Kelly pictures because she hasn't...
I haven't been out to see it yet, so that's on my to-do list.
I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but yeah, been definitely taking pictures so people out there know where their money has gone.
Yeah.
So.
And I've seen those too. I get even more excited because that just means we're one step closer to this program finally being ready for the area and for the state.
Yep.
So real quick, we should also mention what A Moment of Freedom is for maybe those who of our listeners who are unsure of what A Moment of Freedom is.
We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization that will be working with individuals with special needs and utilizing the therapeutic benefits that horses can provide.
Right, and it still blows my mind that that's still a thing, but it's an amazing thing. Kelly has been doing a lot of training for this, and actually you recently were in Oklahoma earlier this summer for some more training on this, and you want to tell us a little bit about that experience, Kelly?
I've had horses my whole life and shown horses, again, my whole life, and kind of on my bucket list was to attend the Pinto World Championship Show, and that was for 2 weeks in June, and I took the horse that kind of bought for that purpose. And so we had a blast. I entered in, I think there was 18 classes that I did over those 2 week time frame, and ended up being a finalist in one of the classes. I got a top 10 in another class and ended up reserve world champion in another.
Whoa.
So we held our own, you know, coming from small town North Dakota.
Sure.
So it was fun to be able to show what we're made of.
Absolutely. And world. Like, I mean, this is people all over the world in
this
championship.
Yes, absolutely.
Thing.
I mean, there's every state, you know, and then some. And
that is amazing.
What I think is just amazing is that not everybody gets an opportunity to go to something like that. So
definitely.
Talking to Kelly when she was down there, it's like, not everybody gets a chance to experience something like this.
Right. So. And now, and just to know that we have somebody of that caliber running this program, directing this program, and we're ready for that.
We are extremely proud of that and Kelly.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, like I said, I've had horses all my life, but it was still a learning experience
for
to be there and just to see the caliber that's also there. And I learned a lot in those 2 weeks that I was there.
Well, and really encouraging, especially knowing that A Moment of Freedom program is going to be getting, be starting very, very soon. Annie Keffler and Kelly Connolly joining us here on Let's Talk About It. So A Moment of Freedom, you know, the physical progress continues, but behind the scenes, the fundraising continues.
Yes.
And coming up on August 25th will be a barn dance. You want to tell us more about that, Annie?
Yes, we are having a barn dance at the Boondocks. And like Warren said, it's August 25th. The doors will open at 5 o'clock. Dinner will start at 6. Dance will start at 8 o'clock. Tickets for the dinner are at Country Acres Vet Clinic, Southwood, and Dr. Don's Pet Stop. And seating for the dinner is actually limited, so we highly encourage that everybody out there, if they want to go, get your dinner tickets at the following locations.
Okay.
We have some fundraising committee members that also have tickets, and they can reach out to us at amomentoffreedom@outlook.com, and I can point you in the right direction. But anybody is welcome to go to the dance, and the doors open for the dance. We'll start at 7:30, and to get in, it will be 10 per person.
10 per person to get into the barn dance. So a whole lot of fun raising money for A Moment of Freedom, but this would be a good chance for individuals to help that and also learn more about what you guys are doing out there.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Correct.
We'll have kind of a presentation, kind of overviewing where we've started, where we've come, and where we're going to.
Which is super exciting. Yeah. And it's been so fun to stand back and watch the progress happen and all you guys work with this and get everything put together. But A Moment of Freedom is located north of Jamestown in the kind of Pingree-Buchanan area, right?
Yes, we are located a mile east of Buchanan.
East of Buchanan. Okay, perfect. And as far as like official start date for everything, we're looking at 2019 still, I believe,
yes.
Right?
Yep, spring of 2019.
Awesome, perfect. So Annie or Kelly, if anybody has questions about the barn dance, they want to get tickets, or about A Moment of Freedom, they want to help out, what are some ways you would encourage them to learn more information about A Moment of Freedom?
Facebook, we have a Facebook page. They can reach out to us at amomentoffreedom@outlook.com, and they can also give us a call at 320-3543.
Wow, so there's a lot of ways to get involved,
yes.
and get signed up with that. Kelly or Annie, anything else you guys want to add about A Moment of Freedom or about any other fundraisers that are coming up soon?
Yes, we do have a vendor show on Saturday, November 24th at the KC Hall from 11 to 5. Okay. We are looking for vendors, home crafters, direct sales, and if you want to be a part of that, you can call Jackie Engdahl at 320-8611.
Perfect. So get involved. Help out A Moment of Freedom. Such a great cause and such a great thing they're doing. Kelly and Annie, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.